first of all, I'd like to speak to Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie, which has released its property price report. And for Kerry, it's found that prices have fallen by €5,000 during the last quarter of 2022. So for the months of October, November and December just gone. myhome.ie's property price report has found that the median asking price for a property in the county is now €230,000. Joanne, thank you for joining us. First of all, could you explain to us a median asking price? Exactly what does that mean?
Well, the median asking price is the middle price in terms of all the prices that would have been achieved on all the properties for sale in Kerry. It can be thought of as the price of a house which is more expensive than exactly half of the other houses. We find that median is a better way actually of estimating the average price of a house, because very often you can have some very expensive houses or some very cheap houses that can skew the data. So the median is the middle price of the number of houses that we would have looked at.
So at the end of last year, the median price for a property in Kerry was €230,000. And your report is finding that that has risen by €15,000 compared with the same period in 2021. Is that correct?
That's right. What we did see, and you referenced it at the start of the piece, was that prices fell by €5,000 in the last 3 months of the year. But overall, there's been a price increase in the Kerry market of €15,000 in the year, with that median asking price now at €230,000. This would be similar to what's happening nationally, actually, in the market. We would have started the year 2022 with very strong asking price inflation. So if I was speaking to you back in March of 2022, I would have been saying to you that nationally we had about 12% asking price inflation. We ended the year at 6% national asking price inflation. So you could see as the year went on, and certainly from September onwards in particular, that asking prices started to cool. No big surprise in that. You know, there's the cost of living inflation that we've all experienced, the war in Ukraine, you know, interest rate increases. What all of that has done is affected, you know, buyer sentiment to a certain extent. But there was very frothy inflation at the start of the year. So what we would say is this is a market that is normalizing, actually. This is not a market that is in, you know, free fall decline. So that €5,000 of a reduction in prices in Kerry in the last 3 months is really a market that's normalizing itself.
And that's great if you're in the happy position of having property and in being in a position to sell. But for the mass majority of people who want to buy houses and who either can't afford it or may be in a position but find that there isn't enough supply, what comfort, if any, is there in the findings of your report?
Well, it is cold comfort, you know, for those people that, you know, are struggling to get on the ladder, that might be, you know, on the social housing list or, you know, trying to find rental or affordable accommodation. There is cold comfort in the report. You know, the market that we're in is experiencing still very strong demand. And from today, you know, to remind everyone, the central bank has relaxed its mortgage lending rules for first-time buyers. So from today, the 1st of January, first-time buyers can now get up to four times their income in mortgage lending rules, which the central bank brought out at the end of last year. So that's good news for first-time buyers. You know, and also coupled with the first home scheme, which also enables first-time buyers to use that, and the Help to Buy scheme. I think if you're a first-time buyer, there are a lot of supports in the market. We're all not first-time buyers, or we're not in a position, you know, to even think about buying. But, you know, certainly in this market, our message would be to government and to elected officials that, you know, they should be looking to all of the resources within their bag of tricks to try and get more supply into this market, whether it's social, affordable, rental, or the private housing market. Supply is the issue in this market. It has continued to be the issue over the last number of years. And, you know, there has been quite a number of demand measures put in place. Demand is not the issue in this market. Supply is.
And your report, the myhome.ie property price report, found that at the end of last year, there were 386 properties for sale in Kerry, a decrease of almost 13% over the previous quarter of that year. Finally, are there any indications regarding bills, new bills by the construction industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking likely that there will be about 28,000 new properties built in 2022. That's what the data is telling us. And looking into 2023, it's looking like that will be somewhere, you know, around 26,000 euro, I think, are numbers of properties. I think when you get into 2024 and onwards, that's where, you know, the big uncertainty arises in terms of new builds. However, what I would say is that the data for November in terms of commencement notices, that would be, you know, developers that would be putting in planning applications. For November, it was quite strong, actually, 2,400 properties commencement notices. But, you know, we know the government needs to do more in terms of planning, and, you know, and certainly that would apply to Kerry as it would to every other county in the country. So I think we're reasonably confident about 2023. It's beyond 2023, you'd be more uncertain.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking to Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie.